This conference is being recorded.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Vicky Follens from the Trademark Clearinghouse, and I want to welcome you all to the session that we have today planned for you, which is, again, because of the fact that we always have new people, we give some small introductions about the Trademark Clearinghouse, and today we are very pleased to have Jeff from the Vice President from Neustar here to present a presentation on .nyc. But we'll hand over the mic to Jeff in very shortly. Before we start the presentation, we just have a couple of guidelines. Again, apologize for those of you that have already heard this, but because we always have new people, we just want to make sure that everybody's aware. All your lines will be muted. Questions can be posed via chat. You see the chat box there on the left-hand side corner. You can type in your message. If your message is in particular to the slides that has been provided on the screen, we will try to answer it. If not, we will take all questions at the end of the session. Please feel free to ask questions about the clearinghouse or about .nyc. As we are both presenting today, you're free to send in your questions in relation to those two topics. If you have no audio, you can join your audio by just clicking on the upper left corner and dial in. This presentation will be recorded and will be sent to you together with the recording so that you all have a copy of this presentation. And then for the agenda today, as I already mentioned, some introduction about the clearinghouse, a stats update, have the introduction of NYC by Jeff Neumann, and then at the end followed by Q&A. I will go briefly over my slides because of the fact that most of you have already heard about the Trademark Clearinghouse and what we do. Nevertheless, it's still important for those of you that are new that you are aware of the Trademark Clearinghouse. The Trademark Clearinghouse is a centralized database that connects with all the UGCLDs, such as .nyc. In order to participate in a Sunrise registration for .nyc, and if you are a trademark holder, then you need to submit your registered trademark information to the clearinghouse. We verify that information, then you get an SMD file from us. It's a kind of key, and with that key, you can actually go to your registrar and register your trademark .nyc. That is what we call the priority access to registration or the sunrise period, for most common for most of you. We, in addition to the sunrise services that we provide, we also provide monitoring systems, which allows you to receive a warning when a domain name registrant applies for a domain name that matches your trademark in the event that you would not apply for a sunrise domain name. And somebody else would register it, then you would only receive a notification. We also work with other registries that want to provide rights protection mechanisms beyond the sunrise, where you're able to actually block your trademark as a domain name throughout the different GTLDs. So for example, Donuts is one of those registries that provide these services, as well as RightSide is providing these services as well. So as I said, central database provides sunrise services, trademark claim services, and ongoing notifications. It's not applicable for one sunrise, so with the trademark clearinghouse and with your SMD file, you can participate in not only .nyc, but also other sunrises where you would like to protect your domain name. And it's not limited to any scripts, nor national or regional limitations. And registered trademarks, court-validated marks, and marks protected under statute or treaty are allowed in the clearinghouse. Where are we today? We have over the 30,000 trademarks in the clearinghouse. We still see that most of the recordings, the trademark recordings, are recorded for multiple years. Why is that? It's because not only because trademark holders are interested in participating in Sunrise, but they're also very interested in receiving these notifications to monitor their trademarks. And as the TLDs are launching and will be spread over the years, if you already submit everything and you already submit it for 3 or 5 years, then you know that you're safe in the trademark clearinghouse and that you can get that information when necessary. Out of all the 30,200 trademarks submitted, 87.5% is submitted by a trademark agent. These are companies that have connected to the trademark clearinghouse, that have a contract with us, and they represent and assist the trademark holders. Trademark holders can go directly. However, we do very strongly recommend to work with a trademark agent. We also have registrars that are also trademark agents, so you can actually work with those in order to assist you in having your domain name registered in a Sunrise, if that is your particular interest. More than 11,000 to almost 12,000 organizations from over 97 countries have already submitted their trademarks to the clearinghouse. And here on the left-hand side, you see the top 10 countries of where these organizations are located, where the United States is still number one from where the organizations that are submitting trademark records to the clearinghouse are located. As for the jurisdictions, we currently have already 118 jurisdictions represented in the clearinghouse, meaning that trademark records are coming from 118 different jurisdictions, where again, number one is United States, but is followed by the European Trademark Office, OHIM, and then France, WIPO is the International Trademark Registrations, Germany, UK, Australia, Canada, Spain, and China. So you clearly see that there's a nice split of different jurisdictions and different trademarks being submitted to the clearinghouse. As discussed, we have a trademark claim services and ongoing notifications. So this is when after Sunrise you haven't submitted your trademark during Sunrise, for example, as a domain name, or in other GTLDs you're receiving notifications. With 30,200 trademarks in the clearinghouse, 5,300 notifications have been sent to trademark holders. These 53,000 notifications that were sent actually means that a domain name applicant was warned by the fact that when he was registering a domain name that he could infringe trademark that is mentioned in the trademark clearinghouse. However, he proceeded with the registration, and then the trademark holder got notified with the registration of that domain name. My apologies. And then we have already 5,630 ongoing notifications that were sent. What does that actually mean? So the trademark claims notification is a mandatory period of 90 days for all new GTLDs. After these GTLDs pass that period of 90 days, so this is a period after Sunrise as well, then we go into a mode of ongoing notifications where we send the trademark holders a warning that a domain name is registered. As of April, the ongoing notifications has been put on, as that was the first time that a new GTLD actually passed the trademark claim services. So you see currently in 6 weeks' time, we already have 5,630 ongoing notifications sent. So trademark holders there can actually then decide on what strategy they want to use. As for the sunrises, currently there are 65 different sunrises where you can choose from to have your trademark registered as a domain name. You see here on the left-hand side in yellow the sunrises that will be closing soon. In the green, you have just opened. And you see here .town, .university, .pictures, .lease, .toys, .associates. So those are the ones that might be of interest to trademark holders. Of course, .pictures and .house, for example, as well. And then you see in the blue line the sunrises that are coming up. So those will be coming up in, I believe, the next 2 weeks or so, that those sunrises will be going live and accepting applications, so domain name applications for your trademark. So if you want to participate in those sunrises, you have to submit your trademark to the clearinghouse, get your SMD file. If you already have your SMD file, then you just need to submit your SMD file to your registrar and get your domain name protected in those TLDs. And then I will hand it over to Jeff, who can provide you with an update on .nyc. We are very happy that he is going to present the .nyc TLD. We believe that this is a very important TLD for the New Yorkers. I'll hand it over to Jeff, who can provide you with more detailed information.
Yes, thank you, Vicki, and thank you to Peter and everyone else at the Trademark Clearinghouse. We really appreciate the opportunity to present to you all, and we are incredibly excited about the .NYC TLD and about all of the potential and a lot of the buzz that we're hearing in New York City, from not only from the government, but from a lot of the groups and entities that are excited to grab their .NYC domain name. So just to, you know, give a little bit of an introduction, as you all know, there's over 1,300 new generic top-level domains that are or that will be in play soon, and there's a select number of cities, countries, and regions, including, as the last webinar a couple days ago, .London, but, of course, .NYC. We were
Please
created,
state your name after the...
We were created to help the Internet remain adaptive, diverse, and evolving, and as you all know, this is one of the biggest expansions of the Internet to date. So just a little quick history about .NYC before we go into some of the more details about policy, trademark protections, and some of the branding. Really, this effort started well over 5 years ago, 6 years ago, in fact. New York City was really the first city to announce its intention to pursue a top-level domain. Many of you that have been either at ICANN meetings or at other domain industry events will have seen people that were advocating on behalf of .NYC. And really, this is an effort, and it's really unique amongst the cities. There may be only one other city that I'm aware of that's applied for a TLD directly. This is really a New York City government initiative from the beginning until now, and is completely endorsed by the government. So in 2008, the New York City government started considering the introduction of the .NYC domain name, and in fact voted on that with their city council in 2008 to approve. In 2009, there was a competitive procurement to find a back-end registry for .NYC, and in a process that lasted about a good year and a half, 2 years, they selected Neustar to be the back-end registry responsible, not just for the technical and operational requirements for .NYC, but also responsible for marketing and managing the policy aspects with heavy involvement from the New York City government. .NYC was so important to the former mayor, his name is Mayor Bloomberg, that in 2009, 2010, 2011, and beyond, he included .NYC as one of his specific initiatives in his digital roadmap. And we're happy to say that the new mayor, Mayor de Blasio, who started in January, is continuing that tradition and has really focused a lot of his administration, including a number of different agencies, including their primary marketing arm, which is called New York City & Company, on ensuring a successful launch of .NYC. Not only that's supported by us, Neustar, but by the entire New York City government and by a number of the New York City agencies and programs. So we're very excited about launching this. In January, the city itself signed an agreement with ICANN for .NYC, and in March this year, the .NYC was delegated. We'll get into the launch processes in a minute, but I wanted to really take a minute to talk about the unique policy that .NYC has, which, although some other cities may have parts of their launch focused on what we call Nexus, really .NYC is the only top-level domain that we're aware of that has a strict Nexus requirement, meaning that each entity or person or individual that applies for, that registers a .NYC domain, must have a physical street address in one of the five boroughs of New York City. If it's an individual, they have to have their primary place of residence in New York City. We also do not allow post office boxes because obviously, as you know, that could be an easy way to kind of game around the system. And all New York City, all .NYC registrants must agree in their registrant agreement with their registrar that they will abide by all New York City laws and tax requirements, and that they will remain in compliance with this Nexus requirement throughout their entire domain registration, and that they also agree not to license, subdelegate, or transfer domain names the third parties that do not otherwise qualify for the Nexus policy. So this is really something that sets us apart and really is being used by us and by New York City to emphasize its exclusivity, and it's really intended to be a space for New Yorkers, for businesses that do business in New York. One of the questions that we've gotten lately is that for businesses, it doesn't have to be your primary place of business. So you could easily be a European company that does business in New York, that's got an office in New York, or that has a retail shop in New York, and still qualify for not just the Sunrise Sunrise, but throughout the entire registration path. So it's not that you have to have your primary business in New York City. It's just that you have to have a physical location in New York. And again, feel free to ask questions, and we're gathering these questions during the and then as soon as I'm done with the presentation, we'll try to address each one of those. In addition to the Nexus policy, we have a number of other safeguards, some of which are in all new GTLDs, but some of which are pretty unique to .NYC. So we already talked about the Nexus policy. To talk a little bit about the enforcement, so each registration that comes through, Neustar will validate that the address that's submitted, the New York City address, is in fact a actual physical address in New York City. We've also gotten a question from a number of people that says, well, what if I have I'm a European company and my trademark is in one of the EU countries and it uses that address in the trademark registration? Does the trademark registration have to match, does the address in the trademark registration have to match the registrant information that is given with the registration, or alternatively, does it have to match the address in the trademark registration, or does it have to match the address in the domain name registration? And the answer is no. In .NYC, we have a unique process where we're asking for an additional contact, for an additional address. So when you go through a registrar, whether it's Mark Monitor, Cum Laude, CSC, any of the corporate or retail registrars, net names, anyone else, sorry if I left you off. If you go through any one of those, you're going to have to submit an extra New York City contact. So we do this because there are many organizations, like I'll use Neustar as an example, where our trademark registration is with our corporate address and our registrant information is with our corporate address normally, and that's in Sterling, Virginia. But Neustar does have a New York City office, so we would submit our Sunrise registration or our regular registration just like we would submit any other domain name registration, but then which is using our Sterling, Virginia address, but then we're also asked to provide our New York City address, and for that one we put our Broadway location in Manhattan. So it's an extra contact, so you'll have when you look it up in Whois, after the fact you'll see a registrant contact, admin contact, technical contact, like you see with every registration, but you'll also see a New York City contact. So we're going to validate that New York City contact information upon registration. If the address is not a valid New York City address, the registration will not proceed. We also have after-the-fact enforcement. So we have a third-party complaint tool that will be on the website that third parties can submit complaints, and that requires us, Neustar, to do an investigation into each one of those complaints to see if there's an issue with Nexus. We also have a Whois accuracy program where that third party complaint tool that we talked about can be used to file a complaint about the Whois information. We will also investigate those. We have a very active Whois malicious monitoring program in addition to the Whois that will monitor all of the New York City domains for any kind of phishing, farming, malware, botnets, or any other kind of domain name abuse, and we'll spend a couple minutes in the next few slides talking about Sunrise, and you all know about the UDRP and the URS. So before I get into a little bit of the timeline, let me just talk a little bit about the New York City brand and why we're so excited and why New Yorkers are so excited about the launch of .NYC. New York City is where success takes many shapes. you know, there are infinite ways to dream big, and if you work or reside in New York, you do so for a reason. If you ever talk to New Yorkers, there's an incredible amount of pride in New York City, and it really is a brand in and of itself, right? .NYC is the official web address for New Yorkers. It's endorsed and managed by the City of New York, and so it provides a powerful way to leverage New York City businesses, organizations, and residents with a way to demonstrate their success. New Yorkers are, provides New York with an official way to brand and own their own identity online. It showcases their location as an enviable component of their success and really provides every New Yorker with the ability to connect through the shared location. The benefits, as we talked about, it's really a sense of legitimacy. When you say there's no pretending. If you have a .NYC, because of the nexus requirements, you are a New Yorker. You are, or you have a business in New York. It really is the official brand of New York City, and it really demonstrates the true New York status. Again, it's all about a love for the city, for an affinity with the city, and first and foremost, and as some of us were, at New Star, we were at a large event yesterday with the Business Improvement Districts of New York. Really, New York City is all about communities. .NYC identifies businesses and persons as part of the overall New York City community. So the timeline, and although it wasn't on Vicki's slide, the .NYC Red Sunrise program opened on May 5th. So that was a couple weeks ago, and we are open for a period of 45 days. So we gave a 30-day notice period in April. We opened on May 5th, and the sunrise period will end on June 20th. And I'll talk about each of these phases in the upcoming slides, so I'll just cover the timeline right now. After the, on June 20th, when the sunrise period ends, on June 25th, we will start something called a city-affiliated phase, and that runs through the month of July. And that's really only for the city government reserve names. And those are names reserved for government agencies and government functions. So things like NYPD for the police department, .NYC will be available to the New York City Police Department. Names like names of agencies, so the mayor's office will be able to register names during that period, and other city programs. In August, specifically on August 4th, we'll start the land rush period. And in October 8th, we will start the general availability. I will go through all of these phases in the next couple slides. So the sunrise phase, as I said, starts on May 5th and ends on June 20th. Like all sunrises, offers trademark owners the ability to register a .NYC address in advance of the general public. The domain name must be an exact match to the trademark you have on file with the clearinghouse, with the limited exceptions that most of you are aware of. You know, there's some characters that can't be used in a domain name, like the ampersand as an example. So in cases where there's an ampersand, the trademark clearinghouse will have provided you the file that Vicki talked about, the SMD file for, and I'll use this as an example, M&M, the M ampersand M would have the ability. Actually, that's a tough example because it's a two-character one. But if there was a three-character domain or trademark that had an ampersand in the middle, then you can either eliminate the ampersand or put a underscore in there in the place of the ampersand, and that would be the matching domain name in .NYC. You must have, as you do in the clearinghouse, it must be validated by the clearinghouse, which means it has to be a valid national trademark or subject to one of the treaties that were talked about with by Vicki. One of the questions we get consistently are, what about New York State trademarks? I have a state trademark in New York. Does that qualify for the sunrise period? And the answer to that one is no. Unfortunately, because of a number of reasons, New York State trademarks are not accepted for the .NYC sunrise. Some of the reasons include not just the fact that it's not something that's validated by the clearinghouse, but also the system of Trademarks in New York State doesn't do any kind of substantive review, so the city made a decision early on that we would only accept nationally registered trademarks. And it's not just open to United States trademarks, but you can have a trademark in any jurisdiction in the world that's validated by the Trademark Clearinghouse, but remember, you still must have a physical address in New York City. So we could take a Australian-based trademark, for example, as long as there is a physical address in the city of New York. So Vicki went over this earlier. What you have to do, as with all trademarks you register in the Sunrise for the new GTLDs, you have to be in the Trademark Clearinghouse. You have to be validated by the Clearinghouse and receive your SMD file. And then you will go to an ICANN-accredited registrar, and the list of registrars, as well as .nyc's main page for now, is at www.nicnic.nyc, and you click on the registrar portion of that site, and it will take you to a list of the registrars that are operational for Sunrise, a list of registrars that are operational for Landrush, and a list of other registrars, so you can see who's accredited to do business in .nyc. I will note that our experience is that there are a number of registrars that are not operational for many of the new GTLDs during the Sunrise phase. We're finding this pattern. All of the corporate registrars that many of you are used to going through are operational, but there are a number of retail-based registrars that for one reason or another are not doing the development in order to become operational for pretty much any Sunrise, and that includes .nyc, although a number of the ones we're excited to note that in the next couple weeks there are a number of retail-based registrars that will be up and running for the Sunrise. So again, you would upload your SMD file to the registrar's registration portal. However, you do that through your selected registrar. And of course, if there's only one application for that trademark during the Sunrise period, sorry, for that domain name, for that during that Sunrise period, then that registration will go through. If there are multiple applications for the same trademark, then there will be an auction that will commence somewhere around early July timeframe to determine the owner. So it is not a first-come, first-serve, but rather a auction-based system for when there's contested applications. Okay, so that was the Sunrise phase. The next phase we talked about, the city government-affiliated phase from June 25th through the end of July, is really just for the city reserve names, for the city programs, cultural institutions, and their agencies. That's followed by a two-month, a 60-day land rush period where any individual business, organization, or entity can, with an address, and in all these phases, you have to have an address in New York City. You can apply. If there's one application, great. At the end of that land rush period, that applicant will become the registrar. If there are multiple applications for that name, then there will be an auction to determine the ultimate registrar. And then commencing on October 8th, will be the general availability, which is your regular first-come, first-serve period, and that will continue throughout. I do want to take a minute to go over the pricing, because I really think this is also a differentiator in .nyc, and it's something that for the trademark owners we've talked to, they're actually very surprised. I mean, in a lot of the trademark Sunrise periods to date, trademarks owners have been charged $300, $400, in some cases $200, but or even higher. I've seen $25,000, right, for one or two of them that are coming up. For .nyc, we really are trying to cater to the trademark owners and really understand that, look, the reason why Sunrises in the past have been so expensive is because the registries have had to do the validation. Here, the Trademark Clearinghouse, we're very thankful to have the Trademark Clearinghouse to do that validation. And so, really, the price for .nyc during Sunrise will be $15 plus the $20 for a one-year registration, or for each year of registration. So if you, during the Sunrise, register a name for 1 year, it'll be a total of $35. That includes the $15 Sunrise fee and the $20 annual registration fee. Now, this is the fee that we charge to the registrars. Registrars obviously operate in a marketplace and are free to mark that up according to the services that they offer, or in some cases may not charge that much. Again, it's a competitive marketplace, and we just want to get the word out there that .NYC, we really understand the trademark owners, and we do not want to be known as taking advantage of trademark owners during the Sunrise period. It's our goal to get all trademark owners that want a name during Sunrise in, and hopefully not only to get those names in, but to get those names in use. During the land rush phase, the fee for that one will be an additional $30. So you'll have your one-year registration fee, or each year of registration at $20, and then a $30 land rush application fee. It's called an application fee. Both this and the Sunrise are called application fees, but really they're only paid by the successful registrant. So if there are multiple applications during the Sunrise or land rush, you're only going to pay that fee, at least to the registry, if that results in a successful registration. So if you're not awarded the domain for any reason, you will not be charged by the registry for that application fee. I want to take a minute to talk about the Founders Program, because we're getting interest, and we're happy to see this. We're getting a lot of interest in .NYC's Founders Program to really get in there before and get an operational site before the general public. We have a Founders period that's open right now. It opened on May 5th, and that applications for the Founders Program are due on June 13th. It really is, the goal is to provide a select group of qualified New Yorkers and New York City-based companies as an exclusive way to develop and use their .NYC web address before the general public. Our goal is to showcase great examples of passionate and successful .NYC web addresses in use, and to inspire future development of a .NYC space and community of citywide owners. We really believe that, and we've seen literally hundreds of applications to date for the Founders Program, from everything from small and medium businesses to large corporations to community-based organizations, individual bloggers, you name it. We're really seeing a huge variety, and this is something that's been for us a good, pleasant surprise, the number of applications we've seen. What we're going to give the founders is we're going to recognize their work. We're going to have them play a role in the ongoing operations of .NYC, and really it's a chance to make history, to get the notoriety and attention of being one of the first to own and launch a .NYC before the general public. How to apply: we have a founder section on our website, www.nic.nyc/founders, to complete and submit a full application. We will notify successful candidates for the Founders Program in the July timeframe, and these are our entities that will be eligible for Founders, meaning that as long as they get a website up and running by September 1st that showcases New York City content, they will then be official Founders. And then here on this slide lists some of the criteria that you need to have in order to be a founder. You obviously, like all registrations, have to have that physical street address in New York. We'd like to see, because we're only selecting a limited number of founders, we'd like to see inclusion of .NYC in their marketing plan. We want to see robust dynamic content, so we don't want to just see a redirect of something that's already there, but it could be something for the larger corporations that already have New York City dedicated pages to just move those New York City dedicated pages to the .NYC address. So we're not asking anyone to do a complete rebrand. We realize that that's not always feasible, but certainly a New York City-based campaign, multiple campaigns, or content directed towards New York City, and to be ready to launch that site by September 1st. And we are, the selection of the founders, if you follow the timeline, is after the Sunrise period. So If there's an application during sunrise for that name, that will go to a trademark owner. But if it's so we will not select founders for which there is a successful sunrise registration. So in essence, the sunrise trumps that. And then for any name that's selected for the founders program, they will have to go through the claims process if there's a claim for that name. So again, it's really, I want to take some questions. So we really believe it's a very exciting program. Like I said, we've gotten an incredible amount of applications already, and we're only 2 weeks into it. We really are looking for a diverse set of entities, organizations, individuals to really represent and be an ambassador for New York City. So we will select some large corporations, some individuals, community-based organizations, et cetera. We really want to get that good representative sample. You know, New York City is the flagship domain, we believe, for the Internet's expansion. And, you know, during sunrise, make sure that you participate. Make sure you get it so that your domain won't be gone in what we say a New York City minute. Here is the listing of the NewStar team that's involved. Some of you may know some of these people, but of course, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. My address is jeff@nick.nyc. Some of you may know our marketing, the head of marketing, which is Judy Song Marshall. Feel free to reach out to her as well at judy@nick.nyc or any of the other people on this page. I want to thank everyone for the opportunity to present, and I look forward to seeing if there's any questions.
Thank you, Jeff, for that great presentation on NYC. I definitely believe that brand holders will like to participate in the .NYC. For those of you that have questions, please go ahead and participate. Please go ahead and pose them through the chat. At this moment, I don't see any questions. But I just want to remind everybody, especially for those of you that are new to the Sunrise Periods or to the Trademark Clearinghouse that are on the webinar, it's important to note that you need to, first of all, create an account with a TMCH. Then you need to submit your trademark information. So we are not a trademark office. We just verify to make sure that it meets the qualifications as laid down in the clearinghouse guidelines. Secondly, you actually have to pay our verification fee, which corresponds to $150. And thirdly, once it's verified, you can pick up your SMD file, which is just a downloadable file. It's an encrypted file, and that you need to provide to your registrar. So those are the four main steps that you need to do in order to get your trademark verified and participate in this unique opportunity that NYC has launched for the brand owners. And then, Jeff, at this moment, I do not see any questions. I'm guessing everybody is thinking about how quick they can go ahead and register the .NYC.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. I know there's a lot of there's some agents on this call, and you know, really, the key is to getting the word out there. If you want any materials for the agents that are out there, we have a number of branded New York City materials that we can send out to you to send to your customers you know, to really just get the word out. I think that's our biggest challenge is making sure that everyone is aware of the Sunrise program. Every single trademark owner that I run into in New York or elsewhere, you know, they're just not necessarily getting the notice, and I think it's our jobs, and we're doing everything we can to get the notice out there. And for you all that are agents out there of the 30,000-plus marks, really to get the word out there, and we're here to help you to do that. I see a question here on how do we feel about defensive.nyc registrations. So I think, you know, I'm not here to judge registrations. You know, defensive, whether a trademark owner registers a mark defensively or, you know, or not, or just registers the domain name because they want to use it. Obviously, we prefer the names to be used, and we think there's great potential for all trademark owners that have a physical presence in New York. There's no requirement that you actually have to use the name, but like I said, we certainly would love to see these New York City .nyc names being used. Does that answer the question, or was there another part to the question? All right, I'm not seeing a follow-up to that, so I guess we answered that. So, thank you, Vicki. Thank you, everyone, for the chance to present. Like I said, if you have any questions, you can go to Peter just put up the clearinghouse address to get information from the clearinghouse, or if you want to email me directly, it's pretty easy. It's jeff@nic.nyc. We'd love to hear from you. Any questions, comments, or anything we could be doing better. But we hope to see all of you in .nyc. I do see one more question here. It says, if we submit a trademark today, are we still in the sunrise time frame? Vicki, you want to answer like the length of time it takes to get through the clearinghouse?
Yeah, at this moment, if you process everything, we do a verification on the account information, so that can take up to 24 hours. And then we have once you submit the trademark information, we verify the trademark information. In principle, that can happen in 2 days, sometimes 5 days, depending on the workload that we are having. But if you submit today, you will be in time to get your NYC domain name. We can guarantee that.
Great. And from our perspective for .nyc, we do not have a date by which you would have had a trademark. So if you got your trademark from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office or any other trademark office yesterday, that's still, and you're in the clearinghouse, that still qualifies.
But we do recommend not to hold off to submit your trademark, because if there's information that is incorrect, you still have a chance to correct it, and that, of course, can take some more time from your end, and then once it goes through a correction process, we re-verify it again. So we do advise to not to wait until the last moment to submit it, to submit the records to the clearinghouse. All right, I think if that's the final question, I think we can close off the webinar. I want to thank everybody for participating in this webinar, and I want to especially thank you, Jeff, in providing this great presentation on .nyc. And if there's anything else we can do to to help the trademark holders in order to get their NYC, we will definitely help out as much as we can. Thank you.